Today, I am presenting a very personal commentary. Last May, I lost Annie, my darling life partner of 53 years. On November 2nd, former colleagues from both the Springfield and Longmeadow school systems, as well as the University of Massachusetts and the Five College Women's Studies Research Center, together with family, friends, and acquaintances, gathered at Mount Holyoke College to celebrate her wonderful, but obviously much too short, life. I am taking this opportunity to share with my listeners a few things about this amazing, wonderful, beautiful human being, a woman with whom I have been privileged to share over five decades of my life. First of all, Annie is the reason I do these commentaries. I spent my professional life as a faculty member, most of it at Western New England University. There I taught classes and published some economics and historical research. All that is the usual fare for college professors. You teach and you do research. But when I decided to try a book-length treatment of material I had been teaching for almost 15 years, the book that ultimately became Surrender, How the Clinton Administration Completed the Reagan Revolution, it was Annie whose encouragement made sure the book would be finished. She read many parts of it, improving the prose immeasurably. In fact, it was because of the lessons I learned turning the dry, sometimes technical language of economics into writing that would be understood by the general public that I later became known to local newscasters in the Springfield area as, quote, an economist who speaks in English. It was the experience of turning my economic research into an accessible book that led me to contemplate trying to reach a larger audience than my students. And so, beginning in 2005, thanks to an invitation from WAMC, I began to deliver these commentaries. Annie was both my biggest booster and my strongest supporter. She edited many of them, making the prose truly understandable. She proposed ideas. She helped me reject topics that seemed too arcane to be interesting. In short, she was my muse. Annie came to her skills because from the moment she entered college, she knew she wanted to read and read extensively. She majored in comparative literature. Though she had a long career in the field of education, serving as a teacher of special ed both in Madison, Wisconsin, and in Springfield and Longmeadow, where she later became chair of the special ed department, she never abandoned her love for the written word. Beginning in 1980, while teaching full-time and raising two teenagers to adulthood, she pursued first a master's and then a doctoral degree at UMass. There she was introduced to the joys of literary biography, women's history, and the history of higher education. And she discovered she had a gift for the written narrative. In 1992, she produced a full-length biography of the former president of Mount Holyoke, Mary Emma Woolley. In 2003, after retiring from public school teaching and administration, she began a four-year period of scholarly residency at Mount Holyoke College, which, by 2014, produced her book, A Male President for Mount Holyoke College, The Failed Fight to Maintain Female Leadership, 1934 to 1937. She was, of course, much more than a consummate professional and outstanding writer. She was a loving mother, sister, daughter, wife, friend, advocate, activist, artist. She sang in the Hampshire Choral Society and painted watercolors. And finally, she was a devoted grandmother to our wonderful grandchildren. All who attended the event on November 2nd were united in their views that she will be sorely missed, but that her life of wonderful interactions with so many people will live on and on. Annie, I miss you and will love you forever.